Hello, my little ones. Mama Tells a Story is back. Today's story is The Proud Crow. There lived a wealthy businessman in a big city. He had a crow. The businessman himself took care of the crow. The crow got more than enough food to eat, so it became very fat. He thought that all the other birds were very small in front of him, and he was the best of all. He often made fun of them. One day, the businessman took the crow to the bank of a river. At that moment, few swans came there. When the businessman saw the swans, he praised their beauty. "Oh, wow! Such beautiful creatures!" The crow could not tolerate this. He went to the swan and said, "I want to compete you in flying. I can fly higher than you." Hearing it, the head of the swans said, "Oh friend, why do you want to compete with us? We are used to high flying and to very far away places. How can you compete with us?" The crow spoke in a proud voice. "Do you think I will not be able to compete with you? I know more than 100 ways of flying. You cannot defeat me in any of the ways." The swan replied, "You are being silly. Forget about competition." But the crow was very proud of himself and was determined to win the competition. Both the head swan and the crow were soon flying over the river. The crow was flying and showing off his skills by twisting his body and going up and coming down. Soon he was tired and wanted to rest on a tree. But there was water everywhere. He was so tired that he couldn't fly anymore and started falling into the river and almost touched the water. The swan reached him and said, "Dear crow, your beak and wings are dipping in the water. Is it also the part of skill of flying?" The crow said, "I cannot compete with swans in flying. I cannot fly high for a long time. Now please save my life or I will drown." The swan smiled and took pity on the crow and caught him between his paws. He took the crow back to his place. The crow thanked the swan. Moral of the story is, pride always has a fall. We should be humble. Think about it. I'll see you next time. Till then, bye-bye.